Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday. It's the new year.
Yeah,
we're easing into the new year, Captain. We saw what 2022 brought. Like 2023 is
going to, I'm really wishing for a sort of a relaxing 2023. Sort of a non-eventful. Not non-eventful, but like, I wish all the events for all of you and all of our listeners to be, enjoyable, relaxing, peaceful, growth oriented, not like, fungus or anything, but, personal growth oriented. Like, I hope we all become better people in this year.
I hope so.
And we did the past, well, I don't even know how long.
May you live in interesting times.
Like, all I know is that 2019 was just moving along swimmingly, right?
And the government had to come along.
Like I moved here.
China.
I rented an apartment. Started doing this, right? The Pre-Talk Live show. Bought a house on my birthday.
That's a great birthday present.
I also moved here on my birthday. So, like, it was 2 years in a row. I did something epic on my birthday.
Awesome.
Nice.
And then COVID. And then I'm like, I feel like it was
COVID or the response to COVID?
The response to COVID, yes. Not COVID itself, but the government's overreach, the taking of the opportunity to implement way more tyranny than they had before. I feel like, what's the Bernstein Bears, what do you call that?
The Mandela Effect?
The Mandela Effect, yeah. I feel like, I got here in 2019, and somewhere along the line, I walked into a different multiverse, and it was the
government COVID lockdown and masks and you do what we say or else and blah blah blah,
and I'm like, I was having fun in this other universe,
but honestly I was
doing just fine.
My life didn't really change that much because of COVID. Like, I feel like we all just really ignored most of the things that they were doing.
We certainly had,
aside from me literally getting fired from my job for not getting vaccinated, there was that. But
yes, you're better off for it.
Yeah, even that wasn't that bad. I was just like, okay, whatever. Let's keep having fun. Just do something different.
As a music lover, entire music industry shut down.
That really sucked.
Right? The only thing you could do as musicians was, well, I guess we better go write some new material. Which, okay, that's a boon for the consumer. More material's forthcoming, right? All these bands had no choice but to sort of go into hibernation.
Do the work,
yeah. Well, we've been talking about writing a new EP or album. I guess we better get to it. But, as far as the social life is concerned within music, I couldn't go see a live concert. Yeah. At all, for a couple of years. And there were even people putting together, different sorts of protests, musicians and venues, live music venues getting together and doing hey, we're dead over here. We're not getting any money because we don't qualify as for any of your stupid government relief or whatever. We're over here suffering, because you say that we can't put on a live show?
Yeah. Well, and even some artists Van Morrison wrote some cool anti-lockdown pieces.
Near as I could tell. I mean, outside of myself, right? The only one.
Yeah. I thought Eric Clapton wrote something, but then I heard that he was vaccinated, so then I was a little confused.
Well, he did write something, but it was a collaboration with Van Morrison.
Okay, so.
So, yeah.
I'm still not nearly as good as the COVID carols.
But if you think about
thanks, man. if you think about what rock and roll, heavy metal, punk rock, they're supposed to be, supposed to be rebellious. They're supposed to be anti. They're supposed to be, hurling the bird at the man at every
raise against the machine.
But no, none of the. In fact, they all were just like, well, I guess we better wait it out. And
all right, bend over.
I guess we better, live in our personal space bubbles. No, while we gather at half capacity or whatever
it
was
that
they finally allowed. A comedy also shut down. Anything that toured was shut down, right?
Yeah.
Circuses, carnivals, right? Anything that toured was shut down.
Come see the world's oldest COVID survivor.
Right? Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, next to the bearded lady. Right. Which, Nikki, you could be the bearded lady if you so choose.
Yeah.
There is the spare.
Have the resources.
We have the spare guest beard.
I can't stop laughing.
It just rides right up into her mouth.
Yeah, and it's too funny. And it's kind of a germ hazard.
Conversely.
Oh, so now you're scared of germs. COVID is a party it up. Faux beard. No, forget about it.
Conversely, you could probably pull your hair back in a ponytail.
I've done this before.
And
yes.
put the beard on backwards so that it looks like a mullet.
Oh, I might have to try
hanging
that
off
on the
back
break.
Of your head.
Yeah,
like I could get away. I could make a skullet out of it if I put it on the back of my head. That'd be sweet.
While riding your motorcycle.
Yeah.
No, better yet, a moped.
Okay.
Which means you'd have to get one.
I don't want one.
No?
They're fun.
We could probably rent one for you. Just for the footage.
I know a few people.
I've got to fix mine.
You have one?
Yeah.
Nice. Gas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Souped up.
Honda?
Sim. S-Y-M.
Not familiar.
It's Korean.
Oh, Korean.
Hey, you lived in Hawaii.
I did. Yes? So I have a moped.
And that's what brings that to mind. I read something today that that they have... Is it sashimi? Just in the grocery store? Like, here in Keene, we walk into the grocery store, and there's, little things of, potato salad, little single serve. But they have, fresh.
It's lovely.
Oh, I love that.
I've never heard of it. I just read about it. Somebody else, from Hawaii I missed Hawaii because I could just walk into the grocery store, and in the, deli aisle, I could just grab some freshly cut.
This is why I poo-poo on the poke bowl you get at dinner some nights, man.
Yeah.
Because you can go in the grocery store, and it's a layout, and it's better. Significantly better.
Well, they got the ocean right there.
That's exactly why.
It's literally 3 minutes from the ocean to the to the deli counter.
But fill up on just about whatever kind of fish you want. Squid, crab, salmon, tuna.
I like all of those.
Yep. Different flavors.
There was a place that I've been going to recently. I just saw on their menu they have flame broiled swordfish.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have to try that. I didn't try it at the time. I just saw it already ordered, and by the time I saw it, I was like, oh, I should have probably got that. But no, the next time I go, I only say that because I did work as a commercial fisherman for 3 trips. We'll call it. Each trip was approximately a month. Each trip was a different sort of fish that we fished for.
Okay.
One of them was swordfish.
Nice.
And occasionally, because the method we use is called long lining, and that probably means nothing to our listeners. But
explain it.
But what it means is that
a
fish will get caught on a leader and just sort of hang out in the water attached to the leader. And what that kind of does is sometimes makes them bait for other fish, particularly like sharks, right? So when you're pulling in the fish that you've caught, if you get one that's sort of got like a bite taken out of it by a shark or something, you can't sell that.
Yep.
So instead of just throwing it away, you cut off the bite part and then you butcher the rest and you feed it to the crew.
Yep.
So I have had fresh caught swordfish.
Nice.
Like blackened with some Tony, I'm trying to remember, it's the green bottle, Cajun seasoning in a cast iron pan, like fresh caught swordfish, blackened, and so delicious. Oh my God. And so I'm hoping to relive that a little bit.
And again, you might be disappointed then, because your standard is so high now.
But it's also been a couple of decades since I tasted it, so it might just be good enough.
Okay.
That I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. I hope. I don't know. If not, I'll revert to the salmon.
We try to cobble together some of the local recipes from Hawaii and cook those up here, and moderate results.
All right, so we're doing something new today. We're pioneers, if you will, on Free Talk Live.
And that is the first of the month.
Yeah, no, we're not welfare radio hosts, okay? We're not doing the show because it's the first of the month. I mean, it is the first of the month, and we're doing the show. But we're actually giving the listeners, I don't remember the percentage, 20-some percent more show.
Okay.
Than previous shows.
Cool.
Give it in total time, because that's what I remember.
What is it?
24 extra minutes.
24 extra minutes of show.
Of show.
And so, like, normally during this particular minute, we would be at a commercial break, which we're not right now.
So Captain Lawyer, like, I gotta fill time because I'm not used to talking for this long in a row.
Fortunately, I have you, and you're doing a magnificent job of filling that time for me.
Spot on. Bang up, Joe.
Bang up. Cheers. Chip, chip. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
So I wanted to talk about, Nikki, you brought in this article, and I have titled tonight's show, The Dynamic Doulas.
Oh, I love that.
Now, for those of you who are old and you remember the original Adam West, Burt Ward version of the television show Batman, right? They always referred to them as the Dynamic Duo.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I saw the headline and skimmed the article about these two doulas, I thought the Dynamic Doulas would be an appropriate name, title.
And I would have went with the Saturday Night Live cartoon.
Ambiguously, what? Doulas?
Ambiguously gay duo.
Doulas?
Okay. I mean, you can change it if you want
but
to.
We don't know if they were gay or not.
They were ambiguously gay. We know they were ambiguously gay. That was in the title.
Not the doulas, though.
Not the doulas.
But the duo.
The duo.
So I don't know how the Saturday Night Live title would apply to the Dynamic Doulas.
The same way the Batman and Robin applies to the duos. It's just another duo.
Well, okay, but we have facts to support
the
Dynamic Doulas and that there were two of them.
Okay.
And they both were acting as coaches.
Okay.
Talking a man.
Yeah, the husband, yeah.
In, you know, through the process of natural childbirth.
Okay.
As an emergency situation.
Which I've actually had to do before.
Whereas we don't have any facts that suggest that these two doulas who interacted by telephone only were either gay or ambiguously gay.
Okay.
We don't have any that they weren't, but I'm just saying that the evidence is less.
I still don't know how that makes them more like Batman and Robin.
Because they were dynamic.
Okay.
Instead of ambiguously gay.
Okay. Carry on.
My wayward son, don't be peace when you are gone.
No.
Yep, carry on.
Lay your weary head to rest. Nikki, am I reading this? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah.
Might as well. What else we got to do for the next?
This is from today.com. Two doulas help deliver a Christmas Eve blizzard baby by coaching dad over the phone.
First of all, I just want to say...
Sir, just get out of the way.
They should have gotten on snowmobiles and gotten over there.
Is that what you would have done?
Absolutely. I don't have a snowmobile right now, but I would have figured it out.
I assume we'll find out. And they do show... There's a picture here. They do show a snow-covered street with some, I don't know, some FBI-looking vehicles, a couple dudes in snowsuits, and then two dudes on snowmobiles.
There you go.
So, where was this? Oh, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo got hammered.
Quote, we're all okay, thanks to them, says the relieved Buffalo father. He's a father of a buffalo? Who followed their instructions. Did he give birth to a buffalo?
No, she gave birth to a buffalo.
Nervous buffalo in New mom York? And dad.
So, the article starts, talk about working remotely. We've talked about that here on Talk Live plenty. And, you know, before we go on, we should probably, like, take care of all the business stuff, right? Like, Captain's Log, Stardate, 01012023. This is Free Talk Live, the name of the show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
What's the website?
FreeTalkLive.com.
Right. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. And joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Rich.
I had an idea for like an additional title, like in front of everything, in front of Lord and all that kind of
thing. You need one to fill all the extra time we have to fill now.
Sir? Do you have a sir yet?
No, it was like...
Sire?
It'll come to me. Probably come to me during the break, of course, which won't be for a while. At any rate, two doulas helped a nervous buffalo mom and dad. It just sounds like they're talking to two buffaloes.
Should we define doula for people who don't know what that is?
Yes, you should.
I find that a lot of people don't know what that is.
Yes, what is a doula, Nikki?
So a doula is essentially an emotional and physical support person for a woman who is pregnant and about to give birth. So they do, like, educational stuff prenatally with them, and then they come to the mom at the time of birth, whether that be at home, birth center, hospital, wherever, and they act as a birth advocate and coach to help the mom through her labor.
And where's the dad during all of this?
Hopefully also being supportive.
Okay.
Sometimes he's sleeping on the couch.
Okay. I was like watching the game, having a beer.
Yeah. It depends who the dad is.
Don't worry, honey. She'll be there during the birth. I'll take this one off.
So two doulas helped a nervous Buffalo mom and dad who were trapped inside their home by an epic Christmas Eve blizzard deliver their baby girl by talking them through the process via the phone. And one day, doula Iva Michelle Blackburn said she hopes to meet now three-day-old Devin Brielle Thomas in person.
As soon as the snow melts in Buffalo.
Right, yeah. Or as soon as the herd of buffalo starts roaming again, right, depending on which version of a buffalo mom and dad you prefer to imagine.
It is kind of fun to read this article thinking of that they're buffaloes. Just, well, you know, gives it that extra spice.
I really want the plural of buffalo to be like buffali, you know, buffalese or something like, you know. Not
all you get
buffalo.
Is buffalo.
Have you ever looked up like the longest one-word sentence in the English
language?
Yeah,
it's like buffalo, 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 buffalo.
Something like that.
I think it's eight. It like might that. Be nine or ten buffaloes in a row.
Apparently makes sense.
Yeah. It is considered an actual literary sentence because of the many definitions of the word buffalo.
Right.
You have to infer the appropriate meaning for each one of them in the list of buffalo as you say buffalo. So, yeah, there you have it. Longest sentence with the same word repeated.
The more you know.
And as a sports guy, the Buffalo Bills. Why is the mascot a bill, but it looks like a buffalo?
I just think of the Beatles song. Hey, Buffalo Bill, who did you kill? Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill killed a buffalo, right?
Did it?
I mean, I assume that's why he got his name. How else do you get a name like Buffalo Bill unless you killed a buffalo?
Well, then why is it not he, not the mascot on the helmet?
Well, they're called the Buffalo Bills.
I got it.
So that's why the buffalo.
I got that part.
Yeah.
Why'd they come up with the Bills part after the buffalo? Could have been the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Maybe they wrote a bunch of laws or something?
I don't know.
Buffalo
Bill. Always seems silly. I don't know what a bill is.
I'm just a bill.
Buffalo on the helmet.
Maybe
the buffalo's name is Bill.
No.
That must be what it is.
No, okay. They experimented with interspecies erotica, and they had a duck mate with a buffalo, and they got the Buffalo Bills.
Must be.
Then that should be the mascot on the helmet.
Buffalo with a,
it is.
Exactly. Duck
you just can't see the bottom half.
Alrighty then.
At any rate, the article continues. We were using Facebook Messenger to communicate with her parents and coach them through the delivery. So I watched her being delivered on my cell phone, Blackburn told NBC News. I was in my living room with my mother and my kids while all this was happening. And when that baby started crying, we all started cheering. You would have thought the Bills made a touchdown.
Because they're not going to win the game.
It's like you guys have read this article or something. I'm pretty sure you didn't. Well, you did, probably. Yeah.
I did not.
I did not either.
Okay.
It is Buffalo.
I like being surprised.
Yeah. Devin's dad, Devon Thomas, said he would be delighted to formally introduce his new daughter to the two ladies who talked him through the delivery. We're all okay. Thanks to them, he told NBC News. As a matter of fact, we're all leaving the hospital in a couple of minutes. We're going home. We're going home. Screw you guys. We're going home.
So they did go to the hospital.
How'd they get to the hospital? That they're like snowed in.
I thought the whole point was they had the baby at home, and the doula talked him through it.
They did, but by the time they were interviewed, apparently they went to the hospital.
They could have just stayed home.
What a waste! Not
yeah, like you just did this epic thing, and then you ruined it.
Like going to fill out government paperwork.
What? Yeah, exactly. It's like okay, we had the baby, everything's fine. But now let's go to the hospital.
And document it. For the state.
And document it.
Probably got him a social security number while
right.
I was there.
And birth certificate. Yeah. Like, come on.
Father put his name on it so he can be sued and held liable later.
Yeah. Not taking my advice from last week, homie.
Nope.
Blackburn said that they were wrapping presents and watching the Buffalo Bills take on the Chicago Bears when she received a call around 2 p.m. Saturday from her friend and fellow doula, Ramonda Reynolds. For Blackburn, it was the start of a chain of events that ended with Little Devon weighing 6 pounds, 9 ounces, measuring 20 inches long, making her debut at 3:31 p.m. on Saturday.
What a good dad. Didn't even wait till halftime. Just jumped right in there to help out.
I thought she was calling to check in, you know, a girlfriend check-in, because we were all trapped in our houses, Blackburn said of Reynolds. It turned out to be something totally unexpected. Devon's due date was Sunday, Christmas Day, and she was supposed to be delivered at Oishe Children's Hospital in Buffalo. But Mother Nature had other plans. Erica and Devon Thomas were trapped in their house by snow when Erica suddenly went into labor, Blackburn said. Devon Thomas, who is a sanitation worker, that's a nice way of saying a janitor.
Or a garbage man.
Yeah, janitor if you want to be a dick about it.
Okay.
A sanitation worker. Called 911 repeatedly, but was told by the dispatchers they could not send anybody. And by 11:30 a.m., Erica's contractions were 3 minutes apart. Dun, dun, dun. At that point, I was like, this is going to be me. I'm going to have to put my big boy pants on and figure this out, Devon Thomas told the Buffalo News, which broke the story. With the help of a friend, Devon Thomas got in touch with a Facebook group of fellow Buffalo residents weathering the storm, who directed him to Reynolds. Reynolds, in turn, contacted Blackburn for backup. Blackburn, who is also a licensed practicing nurse, said she has helped deliver anywhere from 50 to 100 babies during her career. But those were hospital deliveries, she said. I had never done it over the phone.
Can we say something nice about social media now? Like, he was in an emergency situation.
Yeah,
911 said no. And he went, screw it, I'm checking out Facebook, and got the help he needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like police, right? When seconds count, police are minutes away.
Yeah.
Right? Or not at all.
Yeah. When seconds count, you know, the statist systems, 911, are minutes away.
Right.
Yeah. But
we're not all that, you know, nice towards social media as it stands now anyway. But look at this case. This time it worked out.
I mean, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I like to rip on Facebook and Twitter from
time
to time.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, I still believe social media is a game changer for humanity.
Okay.
So just to be clear on, like, how I stand on social media.
All right.
I just don't like, you know, like the Twitter files. Like, oh, the FBI telling Twitter what to do? The FBI can go F themselves.
Yeah.
And Twitter for complying.
Yeah. I had a question, too. Oh, this doula, Nikki, said that she did 50 to 100 babies. How many of you assisted with?
Probably, like, around 40.
Okay. All right. So you're in the pocket.
Yep.
Yeah.
And only
how big
three.
Is the pocket?
Only three.
Depends
over
on the dilation.
Okay.
No, that's true.
Only three
so
full?
So over the phone.
Oh, okay.
So we've had a few clients who lived a little far away from us. We sometimes take people in Connecticut. And there was one woman who was, like, taking a shower, getting ready to go to the mall with her cousin, and calls the midwife I worked with and was like, you know, I'm using the bathroom, but every time I push, the baby's head's coming out.
Ooh.
Didn't even know. No contractions, nothing. Just had her baby. So we coached her through it on the phone, and we got there as soon as we could.
603-283-6160. We're talking about the dynamic doulas, and we'll talk more about them here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Convicted attorney Alex Murdoch is maintaining his innocence despite being handed a life sentence for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moore, a juror on the Murdoch murder case, he spoke to WFTV-TV Orlando about how he viewed Murdoch.
Did you feel like he was a liar?
A good liar.
but not good enough.
The White House is defending its stance on a bill to repeal changes to the Washington, D.C. criminal code. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the changes the D.C. Council put forward over the mayor's objections reduces sentences for crimes like homicides and home invasions, which the president is against. Former President Trump is asking for a six-month delay in a civil fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General. If granted, that would push his trial to early 2024 when the presidential primary race is heating up. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We've been covering it over the last few days. I mean, any excuse to talk about this issue, I think it's the most important one of our time to get out from underneath the evil federal government. And I'm not just talking about the one run by the Biden administration. I don't care who it is, Bush, Clinton, Obama, Trump, whoever the top criminal is in the White House, whoever the top gang leader is, I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
I do not want to live underneath these people's rule, and I never have. So it's refreshing that other people are now talking about this. And whether they're getting the message exactly right or not, you can expect that things are going to be perverted to some extent, because the idea of secession, of peaceful independence, that which we have advocated for many years here on Free Talk Live, you know, when it gets all the way up to the top, to like this Marjorie Taylor Greene, for instance, who's been promoting so-called national divorce, it's going to get bastardized. It's going to be misappropriated. It's going to be miscommunicated. And already, indeed, she's been talking about, well, we could just separate red and blue states and keep the federal government
around.
It could
be their attempt to co-opt the terminology as well. Like,
right.
We saw that happen with Awaken. Everybody's waking up, right? And that was definitely a reference to like the libertarian movement of the free thought of independence, anarchist thought, you know, sort of getting more of a foothold thanks to the internet and all that kind of thing. And so all of a sudden, woke comes out of that, right? And that was co-opted simply because people started talking about using the terminology that was already surrounding libertarianism movements, free thought or freedom movements, and talking about it in a way that
that reflected their ideals, and that's where woke came from. Yeah. So this could be that same sort of a ploy.
Well, and when was the last time you saw any kind of politician on that level know what they were talking about?
Yeah.
Seriously, they never know what they're talking about on any subject ever. So, of course, when she's talking about this, she doesn't know what she's talking about. But the fact is she's bringing it up.
Yes.
And look, we have two options. Either we can get to a point where we never discussed a peaceful solution and now we're fighting, or we can discuss peaceful solutions and avoid the fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know whether it's a something she's doing on purpose, like purposely misrepresenting what this is, or that she's just ignorant and that she just sees that there is actually an audience for this, right? Because a politician isn't going to jump out in front of an empty parade,
right?
Like politicians want to jump out in front of a parade full of people because mm-hmm. they want people to think, oh yeah, hey, she's great. Okay, I'll support this lady.
Right.
So she perceives the idea of some sort of independence or national divorce or whatever terminology, secession. She sees that as being a potentially winning issue, and that's really I think a big takeaway from this, because that she feels this high-level, national-level politician feels comfortable enough to go out on the potential limb here mm-hmm. of supporting this idea. I think there's something there to that, and the fact is there's a lot of news corporations, of course, now that are coming out and attacking her over this. There's a lot of pushback even within the conservative community. So this has started a discussion.
Yes.
And that's worth something. We're going to go to your phone calls here, and then there's a little bit more here from the Week article where they're asking the question, is this even legal to secede from the United States? But first up, caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Van.
Van, where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Yeah. I heard of that lady, Miss Green, or whatever, talking this stuff, and I'm all for it, but I'm also, you know, you guys want this peaceful solution, but I've gone up against the government before, and it didn't go well, man.
Really?
And they're not going to, I'll just be realistic, man, they're not going to like this, you know? These people are all about power. They don't care. And like you said, they got all, I mean, there's guns out there, but they got the big ones, man. And I'm just worried that, you know, it's a great idea, but people are going to get hurt, man.
What do you think they're going to do? I mean, if this is popular enough, you have to remember, there's going to need to be some significant support for this. You're not going to get, Texas isn't going to secede with 30% support. It's got to be 70%, right? So what do you think they're going to do to 70% of Texans?
I don't know, man. They're going to try something, okay? They got all these prisons they built 30 years ago. They're half empty. They're going to start throwing people in them.
I've never heard of half empty prisons in the United States.
I think they might be talking about the FEMA camps.
Back in the 90s, remember?
The FEMA camps?
Yeah, stuff like that. And in D.C.
There's a lot of Texans, man.
I know, but I'm just worried that, you know, I got grandkids. They're hitting teenage years, and they're going to see this stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the tyranny should continue because you have grandkids.
No, I'm not saying it should continue. The peaceful solution is so easy, but us human beings are, you know, I don't know, these power-hungry, tripping-out politicians, you know, I don't know. What you guys are talking about is so important. And yeah, but you remember, man, they're going to fight. They're not going to be nonviolent about it.
Oh, they are violent. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So now the thing is,
all right, guys, keep fighting, waving a peace flag, and go for it, man. I love what y'all do.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Bye-bye. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the thing is, what we do have is optics. So, yeah, they're absolutely willing to be as violent as necessary or useful anytime they want to, but they don't like to look bad. They don't like to look, especially to the international community, like they're an incredibly oppressive regime.
Well, they don't seem to mind throwing their military around the rest of the planet.
No, not to everyone else. They're fine with that, but to their own people. Because once you start looking like you're North Korea to your trade partners, then they they start, you know, mumbling amongst themselves about maybe finding other ways to get those things.
Right, and that's why they, when they talk about, like, raising taxes, they always say, oh, we're only going to do it on the people that make over $400,000. We're not going to raise taxes right. on the rest
like,
of you
like
guys.
Like the IRS agents that they hired are only going to go after billionaires, too, and yet more and more people who, you know, are right around the poverty level of income are getting audited than ever
sure,
before.
Sure, that's the reality of it. You're absolutely right. They are still targeting poor people way more often than anybody else yeah. as far as the IRS and audits and things like that. That's the reality. But what they say is different, right? So, like, they okay. pretend as though, well, you, we know Americans. You guys are taxed enough, right? So there's this narrative where they're acting like we can't push this any further. And to some extent, they know they can only push it so far, or at least so far so fast. You can't just take a tax rate from 40% to 90% overnight. People are going to not be okay with that. Mm-hmm. So,
And mind you, this is one of the reasons that when people are like, well, if you don't like it, you can leave, is not a real argument. Because if I leave, they will treat me much worse than they treat me now. Because right now, they will look bad if they do certain things to me.
Yeah. What's worrisome to me is there have been a few, we'll say, large events that, while tyrannical in the events themselves, have had me hoping, like, okay, finally people are going to wake up and realize that this way of organizing people, these thugs and these tyrants and these parasites, are all just taking advantage of everybody, and people will finally be sick of it. 9/11 was one of those,
mm-hmm.
right?
Years later.
And everybody just sort of forgot about that. Now it's a generational thing. Mm-hmm. Kids say, like, oh, mom, dad, stop complaining about 9/11. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was right? shocked that no one was up in arms about the Patriot Act.
Right. The next event that happened recently, of course, was them locking everybody in their homes mm-hmm. under the guise of COVID.
Yep.
Now that's fresh in everybody's frickin' mind, so hopefully people realize they don't need to build more prisons. They could just lock you in your homes. Mm-hmm. They've yeah. already done it. They'll do it again. Mm-hmm. This was a trial run. Worse is yet to come unless you wake the F up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, the big objection, which we just heard from that last caller, is fear. Right, the fear that the feds are going to get crazy, they're going to drop bombs, they're already getting crazy.
They're already filling prisons.
They're
yeah.
already disappearing people. They dropped a pretty big bomb
on East Palestine now, didn't they?
They're less afraid to declare their own personal independence than they are to allow the tyranny to continue to grow and persecute everybody.
Right, yeah, if you care about your grandchildren, then you should
stand
be
the F up.
Yeah, you should be supporting peaceful independence. Because if enough people are behind this, it is an idea that cannot be stopped. Right. right? Like, you can watch V for Vendetta, and they talk about the power of ideas. It's a great movie. Ideas cannot be stopped. We're to the point in the world where so many people are connected. There are still a couple billion people that don't have internet access, but in most of the developed world, we have the entire knowledge of humanity at our fingertips. There are so many different ways to get information now. It's almost too much in many cases, information. And this is ultimately not a problem. This is a good thing. It's allowed people to come together in a way that they never have before. That's the reason why the three of us are here in the studio tonight, because of the Free State Project, which is this movement that began on the internet 20 years ago.
Yep.
And it has blossomed into this amazing thing to where, we're seeing more people moving. There's at least three people that I know of who are moving into New Hampshire this weekend. We had one of them in the studio last night. So there's really something to the free flow of information that is going to make a good idea like independence unstoppable.
Yeah.
When the time comes for it, they can threaten. They can talk about their tanks and their bombs and their F-15s. I think Biden was saying that he's got F-15s and you don't, basically.
Right,
so
yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, look, are you going to bomb 20 million people or 26 million people in Texas when they say they've had enough and they're saying goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what their solution is going to be? Because, like you said, that's not going to look very good
right.
when they do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and this is one of those myths that, like, that oh, well, just talking about this doesn't matter. Now, hold on. Let's look at what these people do. Look at what they invest their time and energy and especially money in doing. They like to cut us off from information. They like to control the narrative. Now, why would they bother if it wasn't important what you think. No, it is all important what we think and what we are talking about and what we believe. Now, as long as we believe that they are moral superiors in this way that can just reverse the rules and now killing is good, as long as we believe that and we respond to them as if they're like that, then they have a minimum investment of force to get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But the less and less that we believe that is the case, the more they have to bother and the less they get out of it.
Yeah, people have to be convinced to go along, mostly voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue, though. We got Chuck on the line in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I've been really considering a lot of angles ever since the, wow, that fast mover that you had two callers ago. He has said a lot of things, but he was talking so fast, I forgot that. I mean, man, oh,
that's
man.
That's Olive.
Yeah.
He's from New York.
He's one of the guys, man.
Yeah, I know.
He's righteous.
I was, and then I started thinking about that. I was like, I'm calling from the West Coast, brother. You got to slow it down a couple of notches. Just bring it down.
Yeah, just go grab the replay over at Archives. That free talk.
Put it on 0.5.
Put it on half speed. You'll be all right.
I love that.
If I want him to slow down, I just go to libertyblock.com, and then I can read him at my own pace.
There you go. There you go. Well, what about it, Chuck? So, I mean, comments?
Yeah, so Marjorie Taylor Greene, National Divorce. I think, look, I'm in the camp that you guys are in as far as that. I mean, I think anybody who is really like a fan of the show kind of like knows what's up. You know, the United States has a shelf life, and I hate to say it. I don't try to intend to become an enemy of the state when I talk about the realities of life here, but...
oh, don't worry, they'll make that decision for you.
Right.
No, so Marjorie Taylor Greene obviously has, too. I mean, she wants to code... this is what I don't understand about her. I mean, I applaud her if her intention is to really get the whole idea on the front burner of Americans' minds about the possibility of not being in the United States anymore and having it be like the Free State Project or Cascadia or the Democratic Republic of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe she is like the crazy aunt of America right now that's telling the family, you just think... You know, you just enjoy yourself right now because in a couple of years it ain't going to be there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe. So you support the idea of breaking up then, breaking up the United States?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I don't support it because I don't like war. I don't like it. I've been to war zones. And
shouldn't you support breaking up the United States because they are a warring nation that has an literal empire?
It's going to do it itself. It doesn't need my help, but I don't think it needs the help of Marjorie Taylor Greene either.
Why wait? Why wait for the crash?
Ian, you said something that nailed it. This is going to happen with the grassroots.
And you mean you don't like war in your backyard?
I live in along the Columbia River, and I'm already seeing an uptick of Department of Defense exercises going along the whole lines of posturing toward what's going to happen in the Pacific. So I don't expect this whole show. This is going to be a big one.
Do you think that there is a way that we're going to just stay together forever? Obviously not. Like you said, there's a shelf life. Okay, so we're going to split up one way or another. Now, we can either do this peacefully or not peacefully. Yes,
peacefully.
What's your plan?
Peacefully
intentionally. I think it's going to have to do not something along the lines of what Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to have the red states and the blue states and then put the military be together. And fight.
Oh, I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
I don't want to see that vision come to reality either.
For one thing, there is no chance that New Hampshire is going with either side of that kind of a divorce. And here's the thing.
Well, then,
as soon as you crack the seal on this, like you've opened this up, the states are going to figure out who's going with who. I don't think that Idaho and Texas are going to be in the same thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact New Hampshire's not going to be on the red state side or the blue state side.
Not if we
side.
Can get more libertarians to move here before this happens.
Yeah, there's no chance of that happening. And yeah, look, there's all these groups that do want to be together and all these groups that don't want to be together. We'll figure it out.
Well, and we should figure it out now rather than waiting for it all right. to crack up and right. break apart.
Why not
due to
get
economics?
In front of the ball for the first time yeah. in the all of history, right? Get in front of the ball, do it intentionally, plan out for, you know, any of the possible scenarios that the outcome, so you're prepared for the worst possible case scenarios yeah. if they play out. And if not, far out, solid, and right on, you've just done the first successful peaceful secession from an empire in all of Earth's history.
A long yeah. time. Thank yeah, you, Chuck, for the call. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, what we don't want to do is what happened to USSR, where all of a sudden, okay, well, right. this broke up, and now who's got what, and there's all this chaos, and where mm-hmm. did those nukes go? I don't know.
Right. Instead of being reactionary to, like, the dollar crashing or the government failing, yeah. right, be proactive.
Get out in front of it.
Get out in front yeah. of it. Let's do this thing the right way and peacefully.
Look, New Hampshire, and I forgot who pointed this out, I think it was Neil Connor from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. New Hampshire was the first to declare independence from the king, and New Hampshire should be the first again to declare independence from the United States.
I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue here. David is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Hey, I love the conversation tonight and that last caller talking about the United States having a shelf life. The first thing that it made me think of is that the United States is like spoiled milk.
yeah, big time.
Like, yeah.
Spit that crap
that
out.
That's the first thing I thought, and I'm like, oh, that'd be good to throw away. Good
somebody didn't break. Sniff it after they opened it before they put it in their coffee.
We don't need that anymore.
Yeah, the U.S. government definitely fails the sniff test. There's no doubt. I mean, it's absolutely rotten to the core, and there's no fixing it. I think that's an important thing that people need to start realizing.
Well beyond fixing.
Yeah.
Far
oh, yeah.
beyond.
Not in our lifetime.
There is definitely no fixing it.
David, is there any talk about independence down there in Georgia where you live?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Eventually, I mean, and this will take some time because I just bought a house,
mm-hmm.
but eventually... I'm seriously thinking about moving to New Hampshire.
Come on up. Gotcha.
Well, the South may rise again either way, but anything else you want to comment on tonight?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. It's worth getting up here, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, doing it sooner rather than later is probably a good plan. We need more people. The reality is we do have a few thousand folks who've moved up here as part of the Free State Project. We're making a big impact. There's no other libertarian migration out there. There's no other libertarian party or anything like that that has a fraction of the impact that the activists here in New Hampshire do. But we could have 10 times the impact if we had, you know, two or three times the movers. I honestly think that we don't need 10 times the movers for 10 times the impact because we've had a tremendous impact on the system here with just a couple thousand people.
Yep.
Yeah, and you got to think about, like, okay, when the British Empire broke up, like, there was tremendous chaos over a very short period of time, and suddenly the world was nothing like what it had been. Now, in the modern world, things happen much, 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 much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So if this guy's on, like, well, it's an eventually I'll get up there, it's like, okay, well, 10, 20 years from now, there will be nothing that you recognize about this world.
Mm-hmm.
So you may as well get on the ball when you can, get up here while things are, like, relatively even keel and things aren't just shifting left and right.
Let's continue here. We have Sydney in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday show.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
loving the show so far tonight. And I want to second what David said. I'm also seriously looking into moving to New Hampshire. But one thing that I've had a big problem with is that there's really nothing for sale. So David mentioned that he just bought a house. That's great.
Yeah.
Built some equity. When people are ready to move, I mean, the caller, Rob from Vermont, he called in, said that there's like 1,000 properties for sale in New Hampshire. And the average price is around $300,000.
Yeah,
so
a couple of things about that. Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
The market is very slim now compared to 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a house about 3 years ago, and you know, my taxes just doubled,
and the
price, you know, all that kind of thing. So, yes, there is a very slim real estate market here. However, that being said, if you look... you know, I recommend you look at a couple of different real estate sites and Craigslist every day for, I don't know, 10 minutes if you can spend it, and just check and look. These deals come up, they just go quick, Right. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something that is budget friendly, they do come up. They still come up. There's plenty of people here still looking to cash in on the bump that happened over the last 3 years when they bought their house for like 30 grand and now it's selling for 300 or whatever it is. Right. But I recommend you do those things and you will find a deal. Now, the other thing you can do is what a lot of other folks do. Come up here and rent.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And there's still rentals available.
Yeah, plenty of them available. Or budget-friendly people. You can find condos, condexes, which is something I never heard of until I moved here, which is kind of like a condo association, but it's a series of duplexes that are together, townhouse style sometimes. Okay. Sometimes they're flat. It depends. Condex. But, yeah, it's a term I never heard of until I moved here. But there's all sorts of alternative housings that you can find if you want to just get your foot in the door. If you're serious about coming, the real estate market is not preventing you.
Yeah, you'll make a way. Right, like the universe will open up a path for you if it is your intention to come here, whether it be showing you an immediate deal on buying a house or at the very least giving you a way to get into a rental, and then you can kind of look around, you can take your time, you can get a real feel for what it's actually like to be in different cities and things like that. That's probably the most common way that people come up here is they'll rent in like Manchester or Concord or Nashua, some of the more populated cities, and then they'll use that as their base to kind of just start exploring around the state.
Yeah, I rented for a year, bought a house a year later, bam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been looking for years, actually, and I actually went up to New Hampshire twice just to scope out and scheduled a bunch of real estate viewings, and I guess I just found that it just seemed like a real challenge, and maybe for a lot of people out there, it could be made easier, possibly, that there could be a service there, but I guess renting is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Porcupine Real Estate, I checked it out, you know, many times, that's pretty much my go-to. Wondering if there's like signs where a lot of the properties get sold privately, maybe, and they're not on the listing.
There's some of that. And that's one of those things where if you're actually physically here, you will see things like that, like rentals that aren't on some website that are just somebody threw a sign up in front of their house, room for rent, or you know, houses that are for sale by owner. Those do come up.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say that Craigslist, I think, was my best source for finding like short-term rentals that were, you know, actually I could locate them online. Anyway, that's all I got.
Hey, thanks, Sydney. I appreciate it. And that may be an opportunity for people out there to, you know, if you build it, they will come and have a place that you can make available rooms for rent or buy an apartment complex or something like that. But, yeah, there's obviously still spaces for people that want to come up here. Just got to make it happen. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.